Good morning, class.
Good morning, Brother Keith.
Hi, I'm Keith Moore, and we welcome you to Faith School. Faith School's the place where my spirit is fed, where my faith grows stronger, and where I learn how to be an overcomer. We're so glad you've joined us today. We've saved you a seat right here in the front where I can be real close to you. Make sure you get it, and get your Bible out and something to make a note with. Turn off everything else. Give the Lord your full attention. Seriously, don't try to do other things while you're doing this, because, there's no such thing as truly doing multiple things at the same time. You can only dart back and forth between them, and you're missing something over here when you're over here. So with the Lord, are His things important enough to give them your full attention?
Yes. Yes.
They are. Father, we do. We set this time aside and we give You our attention. And we don't just want to see each other and hear from each other. We want to hear from You. And so we're asking for utterance and the anointing and eyes and ears that can see and hear and answers and direction for now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Said out loud, I'm hearing from Him.
I'm hearing from Him.
Getting what I need.
Getting what I need.
Today.
Today.
We've been on a series for a number of weeks now that we're calling Faith for Provision. You need provision every day of your life. You need something to eat, something to wear, place to sleep, stay, way to travel, all these kind of things. And as you have a family, you need more provisions. As you have a business, you need more provisions for your work. And whatever your profession and your business and work is, God wants you to be fully equipped. And He wants you to enjoy and have the good of the land. It's supposed to be part of your witness. I mean, if you are a carpenter, the Lord wants you to have the best hammer there is.
That's right.
Huh? Yeah. The best, you know, I know they use air guns now and the compressors and the trucks and whatever it is that you need. I mean, your picture should be on Carpenter Quarterly on the front with your gear and all your stuff. Or if you're a plumber or an electrician, I'm very serious. This is part of your witness. It should be so outstanding.
Amen.
That people look at you and go, how do you do this? I mean, you're not necessarily a multi-billion dollar corporation. How do you have all this stuff? How did you? And it's the open door for you to tell them about your financial backer.
Yes.
Up in heaven. Hallelujah. From glory. And about how that if you'll yield your life to the Lord, you'll seek His plan, if you will tithe and give offerings and put Him first and trust Him, follow the leading of His Spirit, He'll make you rich.
Yes.
Amen.
Rich.
Yes.
It's not a bad word.
No.
It's a God word.
Yes.
It's a Bible word.
Yes.
Now, rich is different things to different people. It's not a dollar amount, but it is abundant provision. It's more than enough of every good thing, and more than enough includes plenty to give. Plenty to give. All of us should be involved in helping people in need. All of us should be involved in helping preach this gospel and send it around the world, because the time is short. So I want to hear you say out loud, I'm sure.
Abundant provision
is always
God's will
for us all.
For us all.
Abundant provision.
Abundant provision.
Is always.
Is always.
God's will.
God's will.
For me.
For me.
This is helping us.
Yes.
I said, this is helping us. Faith comes by hearing. And you hear it in a different way when you hear yourself say it. It matters. And God works with your words. Hallelujah. I say that because I had a perception in my spirit while you were saying it that second time. You've grown. You've already grown. In this, you're coming in a different place. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody say, I will have.
I will have
everything I need.
To
do everything
we
need to do. And
do it on a high
level. A good witness
to God.
Hallelujah. Yes, amen. Yes, amen. No lack, no lack, no want. So one by one, we've gone through reasons, beginning with number one, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, shall not lack. All the way down now to number 16. If you weren't with us, go online, go to faithschool.org, and all the previous lessons are right there. And they're there in some different languages too. If English is not your first language, or you have family or friends that speak other languages, could be there for them too. No charge, no cost, faithschool.org. And we've covered one by one till we're down to number 16 today, the promised land. Go to Deuteronomy 8 again, please. The Lord provided for His people, Israel, when He brought them out of Egyptian slavery and bondage. He said, I have espied a place for you. That's why we call it the promised land, because He promised it to Abraham and his descendants. And the Lord referred to it as the pleasant land, the delightful land, the good land, the land that flows with milk and honey. And multiple references to this, I mean, in the Old and the New Testament. Why? Why so much space given to this? Well, it happened. It's historically correct and true. It's also a type of our redemption and what we have in Christ. And if God had been pleased with a barrenness or minimalism, that kind of thing, He wouldn't have provided for them this lush, over-the-top, surplus-producing land. And if you continue to read, which I think we'll see in just a few moments, I mean, we're talking about possessions, properties, stuff, and a lot of it. Well, how did we go from that to people telling us, oh, beware of money. You don't want to be mixed up with money. And no, you don't want a house of any size. You can get by with an efficiency. And no, you don't need an expensive car. You can ride the bus and be holy and spiritual. Now, you're laughing, but people have twisted ideas about all. Where did they get that? Not from here. They got it from the religion of men. Beware of the traditions and religion of men. Jesus said it has made the Word of God of none effect in people's lives. And that's an awful thing. Terrible thing. So don't neglect the Scriptures. Learn the Word for yourself. And don't just believe everything that people tell you. In Deuteronomy 8, we saw that the Lord was telling them in verse 1, He said, 8:1, all the commandments I command you this day, observe to do, so you'll live and multiply and go in and possess the land, the Lord swore to your fathers. Remember all the way the Lord led you. Verse 3 talked about Him feeding them with manna so that they could learn that man doesn't live by bread only, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord does a person live. Living by faith is living by the Word. And it's living Romans 10:17 says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If you look up those two words, it has to do with the spoken word of the Christ. And it's referring to the gospel, but it's referring to the anointed spoken word, the quickening word. Every day of our lives, the Lord knew any and every situation and scenario you would encounter before that day happened. And He has provision, be it spiritual, mental, physical, financial. He has the answer. He has the victory. But you'll have to hear from Him.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Or you won't be able to have faith for victory in it. Because your faith comes from hearing Him.
Amen.
You'll have to hear from Him. And it's not just randomly picking a scripture out. People say, well, stand on the Word. It's a big book. It's got a lot, right? Which one? Well, no, it's not just random or mechanical. That's why we needed the Holy Spirit. We've been given the Spirit of God within us. And Jesus said, He talked about the things He's going to do for you. He said, He is going to lead you into all the truth. And He said, Thy word is truth. He's going to guide you and lead you. He's going to take everything I've said to you and bring it back to your remembrance. Hallelujah. And this will include reminding you of the right thing at the right time that fits here. He's even going to show you things to come.
Yes.
He's going to show you. Well, see, this is a dynamic, not a static, a dynamic living thing that's going on between the Spirit of God and us every day.
Yes.
In fact, every hour of every day, we should be checking inside. We should ask and pray and look. The Bible said, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Don't lean to your own understanding. Now use your head, but that's not what you make your decision by.
Amen.
You learn, you use, you think. God gave you a brain, use it. But when it comes time to make the decision, that's not what you're going by. You're not going by any kind of statistics or numbers or research. Once you hear what you can hear and learn what you can learn, you check here. Is that right? And see what witness I have. Right? Because you will never know all the information there is to know. You don't know about the future, for one thing. And He'll show you. And so that's what He's saying. That's what we live by, is every word that comes out of the mouth of God. Say it out loud, I walk by faith.
I walk by faith.
And that faith comes from hearing Him.
Hallelujah.
Which means, you know, that I live by the Word. I live by every word that comes out of His mouth to me. So what you must do is make the Word first place and final authority in your life. And every scenario, every situation that comes up, the first thing we do is not run, ask some other human.
That's right.
Huh? Not panic. Not just see what the experts say. The first thing we want to know is, what's the Lord say?
Amen.
What did He say? He's already said a lot of things in the book, right? The Spirit of God will quicken something of that to you. And something else by the Spirit that will always agree with the written word. But once you got the word of the Lord for that situation, the battle's really won. I mean, all you got to do is act on it. And when the Lord backs it up, that solves all your problems. So he goes on to say, he said in verse 7, for the Lord your God brings you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and depths that spring out of the valleys and hills, a land of wheat, barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates, and a land of oil, olive and honey. Does it sound like a nice place to live? And here's the result of that, verse 9. A land wherein you shall eat bread without scarceness. Now we read earlier, if you read Deuteronomy 6 And also Deuteronomy 11 talks about this as well. He said that he watched over this land and he brought the rains, early rain, latter rain. And so the reason you're going to have all this abundance is because you don't have drought. You don't have pestilence and, you know, locusts and some kind of disease that's wiping out your crops and all these kind of things. God is keeping you and blessing you and helping you. Now, what many have not understood, you'll see people going, you know, whole areas going through terrible situations, you know, what we call natural disasters and that kind of thing. And people going, you know, why is God doing this? God's not involved in it. That's the problem. Can you, are you listening?
Yes.
No, that's not right. And God does not owe people who are blaspheming Him and denying Him and worshiping false gods, He does not owe them protection and blessing. Let them, let their gods help them. Which will never happen. Huh? Wood and stone can't answer a prayer. But this is serious. Now, this is not just me answering this. I'm quoting things from the Scripture. The Lord told people in these situations, cry out to your God. Let them help you. And so this is why the enemy pushes. He pushed people in our nation to get God out of school, God out of this. God, why? He's got a plan. He knows if He can separate us from God, He can destroy us. Without God keeping us, we're easy pickings. So no, God's not doing the bad thing to you. It's that you don't have His protection. You don't have His help. And He doesn't owe it to you as long as you reject Him and worship something else. But He's saying here, that's why He keeps saying, listen to me. Listen to me. Keep what I tell you. Pay attention to what I tell you. Why? Because then that gives Him a right to keep you and protect you and watch you and bless you and keep a look over your wheat field. Is that right? Over your cows, over your sheep, over your goats. And goes, yeah, that's getting a little dry. Come here, clouds. Come here, clouds. Glory to God. I mean, if the Lord is for you, who can be against you? But without Him, you're headed in the wrong place. So He said, a land where you shall eat bread without scarceness, you shall not lack anything in it. A land whose stones are iron, out of whose hills you can dig brass. He said you can mine and get precious metals, and you got all these crops, and you got all these things, and you will not experience scarceness, and you will not lack any good thing in it. That used to be the will of God. That used to be the plan, right?
Yes.
When did God change?
Yes.
Then is that God's plan for you?
No,
yes. No scarceness.
Right.
No lack. Say it out loud. God's plan for me.
God's plan for me.
Is a good plan.
Is a good plan.
In good places.
In good places.
No scarceness.
No scarceness.
No lack.
No lack.
Of any good thing.
Of any good thing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Can you see why I keep saying we're sure?
Yes.
Abundant provision.
Yes.
It's always God's will for us all. Now He said in verse 11, He warns. He said, beware that you forget not the Lord your God in keeping His commandments and judgments and statutes that I command you this day, lest when you have eaten and are full and have built goodly houses and dwelt therein, and your herds and your flocks multiply, and your silver and your gold is multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied. Is that the will of God?
Yes.
Well, He's the one that gave it to them.
Yes.
He gave them the place. He's even telling them, hey, you should do some mining over there.
Yeah.
There's some good metals over there. And you'll have your wheat, you'll have your crops, You'll have your gold, you'll have your silver. And he said, I'm going to bless it and multiply it. And so your herds and your flocks are going to multiply and just get bigger and bigger. And of course, it won't be a problem because there's plenty of grass and there's plenty of land and there's plenty of rain. No problem. And your silver and your gold is going to be multiplied. Is that the will of God?
Yes.
Could it be the will of God?
Yes.
It is.
Yes.
It is.
Yes.
Hmm. Silver and gold multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied. He said, but watch out now that you don't get snooty.
Right.
Don't get the big head.
Yes.
Right? Your heart get lifted up. And forget the Lord your God that brought you forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. He led you through that great and terrible wilderness. There were fiery serpents and scorpions and drought, and there was no water. But he brought water out of the rock of Flint. He fed you in the wilderness with manna, which your fathers knew not, that he might humble you, prove you. You learned to listen to him and do you good at your latter end. He said, but now don't you say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand has gotten me this wealth.
Right.
See, that's why if you go over to Deuteronomy 26, don't do it right now, but that whole chapter is a tithing chapter.
Yes.
Tithing is not just writing a 10% check like you're paying a utility bill.
Amen.
Mm-mm. Tithing is honoring God.
Yes.
With the first portion. And it's from the heart, and part of it is remembering where God brought you from.
Amen.
So that you never forget and never get to believe in such stupid things as I brought myself up by my own bootstraps. No, you did not. You couldn't have got out of bed, right, without the Lord's help in the morning. Now, we're laughing, but people do. People get ahead a little bit and the pressure off, and you'll find some people, you know, if they had an extra million or two, you know, within the next, well, before the year was out, they wouldn't be in church.
No.
They'd be down somewhere in a tropical island half drunk, backslid, or doing some stupid, you understand what I'm saying? Some stupid thing, and completely forget that it was the Lord that blessed them and helped them. So, there's a test of you know, doubting God when you don't have anything. There's a test when you have extra.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
The enemy will try to hit you on both sides of this thing, but you never have to forget the Lord.
Amen.
Who brought you out.
Amen.
Right? And so if you read, take the time to read it if you hadn't done so sometime. Deuteronomy 26, he says, when you've come into the good land that I've given you, and he talks about, and you're blessed and you have all this stuff that he's talking about, then you bring your tithe and your offerings before the Lord, and you set it down before the priest, and you back up and you say something. I'm going to paraphrase a little bit. You read it sometime, the whole thing, but you back up and you say, I was lost. I was a slave back in Egypt. I was worked. I was hurt. I was abused, I was misused, but God saved me and brought me out.
Yes.
And he taught me these lessons of faith and how to listen to him. And he brought me through that wilderness with all them snakes and scorpions and all that stuff. And we'd have starved, but he brought manna out of the sky. He brought water out of the rock. He provided in ways nobody ever heard of. And he got me all the way into this promised land. Now I got me 1,000 acres out here. I got orchards, I got vineyards, I got cows, I got sheep, I got goats, and I got gold. I got gold, I got silver, I got $5,000 suits, I got good shoes, and here's my tithe. God has been good to me. And in case you think I'm exaggerating, verse 18. Deuteronomy 8:18, what will you say? Don't you forget who brought you out. Don't you forget who got you through the wilderness. Don't you forget who gave you your land, who rained on your crops. Don't you forget. Don't you forget. But you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He that gives you power to get wealth. That's the power of the blessing. The power of the blessing multiplies the seed so that one becomes many. It's a miracle. And that's what he said. When your herds are multiplied, your silver and gold is multiplied, all that you have is multiplied. That was God's power multiplying. And he said, you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He that gives you power to get wealth, that He may establish His covenant, which He swore to your fathers as it is this day. This is the covenant He made with Abraham. This is the covenant that He said to him, I'm taking you out, I'm giving you this land, I'm going to bless you, and your descendants are going to multiply and be like the stars of heaven, and in your seed will all the earth be blessed. And He's saying, by them getting there and getting their houses and lands and silver and gold, He's keeping His covenant with Abraham and his descendants. Are we not also the seed of Abraham? And does God still keep His covenant? And that covenant included wealth. 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 And power to get it. Not so you could ride around and play big shot, so God could confirm His covenant and you glorify God and finish the work of God. And our time's up again today. Come back next time. We're going to shout some more here at Faith School. Hallelujah. God's goodness is something to shout about, isn't it? If you'll notice, something kept coming up during our lessons this week about hearing from God. And you can't overemphasize the importance of that. The scripture said in Romans, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. You can hear from Him in every area of life. Spend more time praying and seeking Him and paying attention to what you get on the inside. We have materials if you want to go on the website about how to be led that'll teach you further. Father, I pray over all of our partners and everybody joining with us on this, reveal to them and to us all more about how to hear You. Not trying to hear voices or see things or feel things in our body, but hear the inner witness and discern what You are saying to us in every situation, Your quickening word by Your Spirit. I ask for that in the name of Jesus. Don't just do something with the flip of a coin or randomly. Don't just let other people tell you what to do. You have the one inside you who knows it all. Follow Him. We'll see you next time back in Faith School. Love you. We're believing for good things in your life.
Thank you for joining us at Faith School. Class is dismissed for today, but you can watch this and other episodes of Faith School free of charge at faithschool.org. For more information, visit our website or call us at 941-702-7390.